Here's Girl Friday. Sometimes we all need Cary Grant. Even you, Robert. You ought to know. Beauty Inc. will be closed through Wednesday for emergency hairdryer replacement after Miss Verney's hair caught on fire. We are happy to report that she is doing well and should be out of the hospital in a couple of weeks. She doesn't want visitors because she has no hair at present. We understand completely. Because of the traumatic nature of the incident, we would like to take this opportunity to reassure you of the safety of Beauty Inc. There is no need for panic. And for the record, yes, her head was on fire, but the flames were not licking the ceiling. This is the first incident in nearly 2 years, and the first since we started using the safety scissors. Some of you have suggested canceling this week's book club discussion of Fahrenheit 451 out of respect for Miss Verney, but she wishes you to push on without her. What a trooper! There is a get-well card in reception if you would like to sign it. We would also like to thank Miss Hancock, who offered to make Miss Verney a wig out of her own hair. That will be unnecessary, but thank you nonetheless.
The Hot Seat.
Please take a seat, Mr. Udall, and make yourself comfy. When you told Chef Amato that the eggs were runny and made you gag, he went crazy and started throwing things at the new kid, Nathan, who has already had it up to here. Amato doesn't do criticism, and such outbursts put us all at risk. And speaking of Nathan, he is coming up on his one-week anniversary, which is exactly 3 days longer than the previous 6 cooks, so we're thinking about throwing him some kind of a party. The Suggestion Box. You have spoken and we have listened. Due to the overwhelming number of complaints, the choir will be wrapping up their rehearsal by 8 o'clock. It's not the volume so much as it is the variety of keys that are being sung simultaneously. This is not a knock on those of you in the choir. We are confident that you will be good one day. It just hasn't happened yet. Don't worry. You still have 6 months until Christmas. Holy Moses! Mr. Robinson's 3-year-old grandson scoured the web for something that would cure snoring in dogs, but came back with more bad news. It turns out that snoring is particularly hard to curb in bulldogs and mastiffs, and since our boy is of the English mastiff variety, we are just going to have to deal with it. We know it can be rough going if he picks your door to sleep by, so if anyone knows of a company that sells earplugs in bulk, please let us know. We're sorry, Miss Thatcher, but we're going to have to turn down your request to let Holy sleep in your bed with you. We wouldn't want you to get pinned like Mr. Patterson did. Holy might also decide he doesn't want to share your bed with you, and then what would you do?
Orientation.
Well, he isn't dead, if that's what you're wondering. It's just Robert. Just be glad his robe is tied, or you'd be seeing things you wish you hadn't. Every morning at 6 o'clock sharp, he comes out here and eats raisins until visitors start showing up. And then he flops over and plays dead. And when some cute blonde comes rushing over to revive him, he grabs her and starts kissing her with his dirty little mouth. Just between you and me, I felt like smothering the little worm, but the training manual strictly prohibits it. He's gotten really good at it. He says he can slow his heart rate way down, which is dangerous considering his age. He even starred on Broadway back in the 50s. He played Torvald Helmer in A Doll's House by someone named Ibsen. You know how I know? Because every time he comes through reception, he says, "Is that my little lark twittering over there? Is that my squirrel rummaging around?" Which I guess is one of his lines. I keep telling him my name is Beverly, but he keeps calling me his little lark, whatever that is. Don't let him corner you or he'll tell you the whole story. You might even end up being the squirrel, and you wouldn't want that. The porch swing broke last year and was out of service for a week, so Robert had to do the whole routine on one of those metal folding chairs. He walked funny for a couple of weeks after that. He told me that he once fell asleep in the overhead rack on a